which one it is. So we're going to try this.
Amen. Bless them, Father.
And bear with me. I've only went over this song two or three times.
Be all right.
Just bear with me that I don't know. Because this is what I think, Phil. I just put it in God's hands.
Bless you, Lord. Amen.
Bless you. That's the name of the song.
Glory. I like the name of it already.
I've never seen a Phil one.
I hope this is your one.
I'll know it when I hear it.
As far as I gotta take it.
Yes.
Amen.
Good job, Sharon.
Thank you. Well, Dan's finally gonna get a chance to sing. Bless his heart. He's always helping everybody else sing.
Until Christmas morning, Brandon and Tanner was singing Long Black Train.
Amen.
That's a good
one. Amen. Long Black Train.
A lot of people getting on board right now.
That's right.
Long Train, I think.
Here we go. There's a long black train coming down the line, beating on the shoulder, lost and found. The rails of sin don't leave old man. Watch out, Lord.
Watch out, Lord.
Oh.
Song yesterday, let me tell you about my Jesus. I had never heard it on the radio before, and I was shouting all over the place. Amen.
I sang this one a few weeks ago, and Miranda wanted me to sing it again.
Hey, amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure well.
Bless your Father.
have every failure, God. You have every victory.
Buddy, we got talent in this church. I want you to know, praise God, I like it.
Amen.
I seen that mama over there clapping them hands on that long black train. I was trying to keep up with her. My knee got sore, amen. I like them requests, too.
Amen.
Man, I'm like everybody else. I brought a cup. I want to leave with it full. She said Miranda asked her to sing that song. Message is that song, I believe.
Yes.
Sometimes,
amen.
Sometimes we are weak.
Yes.
Sometimes we are cast down in spirit.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are faint yet pursuing. And hallelujah, we can still believe.
Amen.
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they didn't understand it all, Miranda. They said, we don't know about this. We know our God is able to deliver us.
That's right.
But whether He does or whether He don't, we ain't bound.
That's right. Amen.
I like it. I believe.
Yes, amen.
And because I believe, I'm going in that direction.
Amen. Yeah.
They might got thrown in the fire. But you know why they're walking around? He's trying to keep them freezing to death in that fire.
Yeah.
That's why they're down there walking around. He said, did we not throw three in? He said, I see four.
Yeah.
And they're walking around. He's trying to keep freezing to death in the fire. Amen. That belief will get you all the way.
Yes, thank
through
you.
All the crisis of life, through all the trials, troubles, tribulations, all the things that come against you, that'll make a big difference.
Yes. Well.
Jesus asked a man one day, had a son that was a lunatic. He kept throwing himself in the fire. And he came to Jesus and he said, Lord, will you cast this devil out of my son? The Lord says to him, doest thou believe that I can?
Yeah.
And the man said, Brother Ed, he said, yeah, but help my unbelief. Yeah. My pastor said the best way to help somebody's unbelief, he said, just cast that devil out. I said, I'd help anybody's right. unbelief. But you know, that did help his unbelief. You know, a lot of people struggle in the area of faith. The Bible tells you what to do about that. It says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I thought about this week. Talks about a famine coming. Said in the last days there'd be a famine, Bonnie, of hearing the Word of God. When God takes us out, Bonnie, what do you think it's going to be? It's going to be a family. Here we are just enjoying the good Word of God, the good songs of God. Here we are enjoying the good fellowship of God. But when we're gone, it's going to be a family.
Yes, amen.
They're going to say, what was it that crazy preacher said?
Yeah, that's right.
What was that song they sung?
Yeah.
What was that place they said they was going to go?
Amen.
Going to be a famine.
Yeah.
Famine of hearing
the Word of God.
Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
radio station just going to be static, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
Facebook's just going to be blank.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Brother Eddie, ain't going to worry about getting put in jail on Facebook. It ain't going to be nothing.
That's right.
It's just going to be in there. You say, where did everybody go?
Right.
All them fake news places, they're suffering because there ain't no Trump around now. Man, he put them on the map. They look making tons of money. Now that he's gone, it's crickets.
Yeah.
Big famine. Hey, I got to get off that and get on the message, man. But thank y'all. Thank y'all for the good singing. And I mentioned in Sunday school about this church being filled up. And y'all done went and outdone what I said, amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, hallelujah. I don't know how many people we got here, but about twice what I was expecting, Star.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we got homecoming up, not the third like I thought of August, but it's actually the third Sunday in August. I think it's
September.
Thank you, Sharon. I got help in here, and I ain't kidding you, buddy. I thank God for it, too. Woo! September 19th.
Right.
We're going to have homecoming. They pinned me to Matt and said, we want you to preach. I said, you could do better. He said, no, we want you to preach. I was kind of looking forward to sitting down, listening to somebody else preach, and I still kind of believe that would be the best course of action. But if necessity is laid upon me, I'm kind of like Paul in Romans chapter 1. He said, I'm ready to preach to you that are in Rome also. Every preacher better be ready, amen. All right. I told Donnie yesterday that God changed the message. And He did. I'm just a messenger boy. I want y'all to understand that. I am just the messenger boy. God told a preacher named Jonah to go to Nineveh. And He told that preacher, He said, preach the preaching that I bid you to preach. And that's what I've got to do.
Right.
Paul said, if I do this thing willingly, I will receive a reward. But woe unto me if I preach not Christ. So God directed me like a compass to this scripture I want to share with you this morning. Judges chapter 16. When I say Judges chapter 16, what's the first thing you think of? Samson. We'll start our reading verse 15. We'll read to verse 21. Judges 16, starting in verse 15, and we'll go to verse 21. This is Delilah speaking to Samson. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. I can stop right there. Believe you me, that's a tremendous verse.
Yes.
Amen.
And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon my head, no pun intended, Brother Donnie, for I have been, he had a bad hair day yesterday, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, no pun here neither. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. This is a tremendous message. Put your seatbelt on. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. I'm sorry, all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. You see, that Bible talks about that the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not the money, it's the love of it. Man, for enough money, she conned Samson into telling her where his great strength lies. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And this is our text verse. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke. We got this woke thing going on right now. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wished not that the Lord was departed from him, but the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. That's where that cotton's grown that Mike Lindell makes them sheets out of that everybody wants. Brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, not iron, brass. And he did grind in the prison house. We'll stop right there. Father, we thank you, Lord, for counting us faithful.
Yes.
Putting us in the ministry, Lord. And I'm this day, Lord, as much as every day in need, Lord, of your blessing. Lord, anoint me right now, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Give me clarity of thought. Lord, help my speech, Lord, to be... Lord, anointed, I pray not to stutter. I pray my thoughts will be sure. I pray you'll help me deliver this message like you give it to me, Lord. And may we all receive it as it is indeed the Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, I pray you'll get praise, honor, and glory today for whatever becomes of this message. Rest these things, Lord, knowing you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we ask or think. Lord, pray, Lord God, your will be manifest here today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching today when God says no. And you know, this is a terrible message. I'm not going to beat around the bush about it. It's a terrible message. This hostage situation we got going on over right now in Afghanistan, it's kind of like the January 6th thing. It's staged. More to it than you'll ever know.
Right.
Shutting airports down, leaving helicopters, fighter jets, ammo. You know how the place got taken over? They ran out of ammo, Eric. See, there are supposed to be supposedly 300,000 well-trained Afghan fighters. They didn't have no bullets. But Taliban got them out.
Mm-hmm.
They got Humvees, tanks. They got sophisticated weapons that they don't even know how to use.
Right.
That's okay, because China's one going to be the one going to use them.
Right.
I'm going to pull back the veil just a little bit right here.
Yes, you are.
This stuff going on right now, it's not accident, it's providence.
Right.
That's right.
And this will be a good time to make sure you're saved.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just going to tell you now, when you see people falling out of an airplane,
right,
because they're right in the thick of it,
right.
Brother Mitchell,
that's right.
They want out of it so bad that they're willing to try to hold on
right.
to the side of an airplane
right.
to escape.
Yeah.
I was telling them in Sunday school this morning that calamity reminded me a whole lot of the flood in Noah's day.
Yeah.
It was probably pretty funny till the flood came.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden now, the ark becomes relevant. All of a sudden now, the mocking's over. The laughter's over.
Right.
All of a sudden now, they walk in that ark. And I'm just saying, when this flood hit, there's people, Brother Ed,
yes,
that are breaking fingernails trying to hold on
right,
to this
right.
ship
yeah,
as it
right.
raises up.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Has anybody ever seen them megalodon teeth? They're big as your hand. I mean, they're like 8-9 inches long, 6-7 inches wide. Them things is in this flood.
kind of like God's judgment. Now, it's not just the fact that you're going to drown, but they got these big monsters in the water. They find them everywhere. They found one in Burksville, Kentucky. And their teeth ain't like the great white shark teeth. Their teeth ain't this big. Their teeth's like this big. They got a design on purpose. Now these people ain't so much scared of drowning, which they did. Everything had breath died. But there's monsters also in this water. Carnivorous. Man-eaters. They're looking to clean up the mess, fellas. And there's people that I'm talking about with teeth and nails trying to get in that ark.
Right.
When I saw those people trying to get in the airplane, they didn't worry about seats. They're standing room only. They're stacked. Anything to get in this airplane,
right,
to get out of this hostage situation. It's going to get worse over there.
Yeah, it is.
It is, Mitchell. Our troops that are there, they can't do nothing. They're told no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a soldier does? He's kind of like what you want your boy to do. He does what he's told. They do what they're told. They take orders. That's what a soldier does. Yes, sir. Even though our soldiers see what's going on over there, they can't do nothing about it.
That's right.
The pilot, the political leadership has been corrupted,
right,
in this country.
Yes.
The generals have also joined in. So what you see going on over there has a larger picture, and it's coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
China has already said to Taiwan, are you depending upon America to save you from us? I don't know if you're getting this or not. The one nation has always been to come to the rescue of nations that were in trouble by nations that were bigger than them and more stronger and powerful than them, and that's always been America.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when America can't come to the rescue?
That's right.
That's why you saw people jumping out of airplanes, falling from the sky to their death. That's why, like I said, they found people in the wheel wells when that big cargo airplane landed. There's all kind of people up inside the wheel wells dead. It's a political fiasco, a stunt.
Right.
Now, you notice Samson was sleeping.
Yeah. So was America.
Amen. Yeah. The churches of America.
Yes.
Is sleeping.
Yes.
America. Yes. Is sleeping.
Right.
Amen.
I thought about that scripture in Matthew chapter 24. I'm thinking it's right around verse 40, 41, somewhere around there. But it talks about the flood of Noah's day. And it says this. It said, they knew not till the flood came and took them away.
Right.
Why didn't they know?
Should have known.
Facebook.
Right.
Zooming. Some girl zooming on a phone with her work. Her boy got her gun, shot her and killed her.
Yep.
Women jogging, earplugs in.
Right.
One of these illegals kidnaps them, kills them. They didn't even know he was even behind them. You see, we're not really paying attention.
Right.
We're busy about other things.
Right.
That's exactly, Brother Danny sung that song. That's exactly that long, black,
right,
train.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
It's high time.
Right.
To wake up.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
What's going on over in Afghanistan is just a little ripple. A tsunami is coming.
Right. Amen. Come on.
Samson's not outdated. Samson pictures you, me, churches, and America right now.
Amen.
Samson said, I'll go.
Yeah.
God said, no, you won't. Did you notice he said, as other times?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've been doing pretty good up to now.
Yeah.
He was on a roll.
Right.
He said, I'll go out as at other times. God said, no, you won't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes down to God says no, everything changes.
That's right. It sure does.
Oh, I don't know if I can get this message out today.
Bless
you.
Our country's under attack right now.
Yes, it is.
They're trying to find every crevice, every weakness, every cracked door.
Right.
In this effort to overthrow this great nation.
Yes.
Samson was great. And it wasn't because of Samson.
No, God.
Right. He was God's champion.
Yeah, right.
Let me get up here. I'd like to chase a few rabbits there. I'm looking at the clock. I want to preach this message just like it was given to me.
Right.
Amen.
You know, like I said, those people in Afghanistan, they're panicking right now.
Yeah.
And the reason they're panicking is because it's on the doorstep now. It's not far off.
That's right.
Here's why they're panicking. They get your cell phone over there, and all they're looking for is a Bible app.
Yep.
And if they find one, they shoot you right there.
Yes, they do.
We got some kind of guy. Said, at least nobody, he knocks on wood and says, thank God nobody's died yet. He just ain't plugged in, I reckon. I don't know.
That's right.
And if they can find anything that discloses you're a Christian, you're dead.
Right.
That's right.
One woman tried to fix a meal for them. They didn't like it and shot her dead.
Mm-hmm.
Burned them.
Put your eyes out.
Yeah. That's on the doorstep now. It was not so bad when it was far. Did you know they've been told for like 6 to 10 months, get out, get out, get out?
Yeah.
I got 2 ears, Brother Eric, but theirs were dull of hearing. And if I'm not careful, my ears will be dull of hearing. Started back here nodding their head. Bless their heart. So glad to see you. It's not as easy for her to come.
No, that's right.
But I tell you what a blessing it is when she does. I got my amen corner back there.
Amen.
Yeah.
But we got to pay attention. They didn't pay attention until they panicked. And when they panicked, it was terrible to see the sight.
That's right.
They're in a hostage now situation.
Right. Amen.
Oh my, I don't like the news anymore, but I'll tell you what, it's still there. It's not going to go away. Me not watching is not going to change nothing.
No.
You putting your finger in your ear is not going to change nothing. Tell anybody the hour is fast approaching. When Samson said, I'll go out as at other times, he like us, America, like the churches of America, wished that he'd stayed where he was instead of being in the lap of Delilah.
Right.
Now he'd been kind of flirting around a little bit with something that we all flirt around a little bit.
That's right.
I mean, the Bible don't mention its word. It says men love darkness rather than light because the deeds are evil. But when he told Delilah in verse 17, he said, I have been.
That's right.
Amen. Whoa. That's kind of like, I wish I'd stayed a Nazarite.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's admitting that I just ain't what I used to be.
Yeah, right.
He's admitting. Yeah, he's admitting that he's made some poor choices. We'll get on that here in a second. But when he said, I have been, the angel appeared to his mother before he was even born, and the angel told his mother, you're going to bear a son. And he said, he'll have gender issues. No, he didn't say that.
That's right.
They're telling these kids everything today.
Yeah, right. They are.
You're right.
Right.
And we need to be mindful of what our kids are being taught today.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh.
They're polluting their minds with lies, propaganda.
Yep.
Nobody's paying attention right now.
That's right. Amen.
That angel told his mother, you shall bear a son. He shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. Judges 13 verse 5.
Yeah.
He had something bestowed upon him from his birth.
Uh-huh.
He was going to be a Nazarite, Larry. He was going to be the champion of God.
That's right.
I don't have no S underneath my shirt. But if I did, I'd still have to be careful not to lose it.
That's right.
He was God's champion.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me in this message, please. He told her, he said, if my hair gets cut, I'll be just like any other man, there in verse 17.
Yeah.
Now, he told her something she is wanting to hear.
Yeah,
she's wanting the money, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you right now, she may have come along like I'm your friend or whatever, but she's far from a friend.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That line in Judges 14, verse 5 through 6, that line, it wasn't no match for Samson. Now, a line, I have to admit, it probably only gets shoe soles with me. I'm going to rumble them out of my shoes. I'm gone.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to fight no lion. But Samson just grabbed that lion. But Mark, he just tore it in two.
Right.
I mean, the lion roared against Samson.
Yeah.
He grabbed it with his hand.
Yeah.
And being a Nazarite unto God from the womb, the Spirit of God come upon him, and he ripped that lion in two. You know, you watch all these movies. This wasn't no movie. This was real life.
That's right.
That lion, buddy, he made his match in Samson because the Spirit of God was upon him.
Right.
He had supernatural strength because he's God's champion.
Yes.
The Philistines were no match for Samson. He slew 1,000 Philistine soldiers with the jawbone of an ass. Not only did he kill him in Judges chapter 15, verse 15 through 17, but you know what he called that hill,
yeah,
Brother Eric? He called it the hill of the jawbone.
Yes, he
did.
Right.
Now think about this. They're trying to get to him, and he's on top of a hill with a jawbone. Come on, boy, bring it on. They come up, he cave that skull. The hill just keeps getting taller.
Right.
Right.
And when it's all said and done, he's done killed 1,000. He's at the top of the hill. He just names it, Carol, the hill of the jawbone.
Yeah, that's right.
1,000. Man, we're talking about God's champion.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about they threw everything they had at him.
Yeah,
right.
And there was no match because God was with him.
Right.
Our Sunday school lesson this morning was kind of along the same lines of today.
Mm-hmm.
This message here today, they were no match. He named that hill Ramath Lehi, and that means the hill of the jawbone. Man, oh man. Now, that's all good.
Yes.
However, in Judges 16, if you'll notice that first verse,
then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot, and went in unto her. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about sex, and you can sum it all up in one verse. Hebrews 13, verse 4.
Amen.
Marriage is honorable in all.
Right.
The bed, undefiled. It don't stop there. But whoremongers and adulterers,
that's right,
God will judge. What was that woman? A harlot?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. A lot of things going on today that went on in Samson's day.
That's right.
Make no mistake about it, God will bring in to judgment. This nation's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone sex crazy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm scared to even get on the internet anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just the pop-up stuff make you blush. But God summed up everything that needs to be said about sex in one verse.
Right.
Hebrews 13, verse 4 says everything that needs to be said.
That's right.
About the three-letter word. Samson, as mighty as he was, when he went into that harlot, he was judged.
Right, right.
What was that? Somebody said the bigger they are, the
harder
they fall. Timber! He started falling.
Yep.
He tore the gates, the bar, and put them upon his shoulders as he left in verse 3. Did you see that? Samson lay till midnight with his harlot. And then he took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, put them on his shoulder and said, I'm Samson.
That's right. Amen.
It wasn't bigger than God. The Bible says fools make a mock at sin.
That's right.
He's becoming a fool. Even with the great might, even with the blessing of God being a Nazarite from the womb, he's in trouble now. Oh yeah, he grabs all this, put it on his shoulder, goes out there. You notice what he did? Look at that. He carried it to the top of a hill. It's before Hebron. That next verse. And it came to pass. I told you, I kind of like the words right there. That means this really did happen. Samson with his might tears a lion in two, tears the gates and his door and the bar, takes it by the shoulder. I mean, me and Brother Donnie, we don't realize we ain't strong as we used to be. And I was wearing knee brace yesterday. And his stomach's getting tender. He's trying to hold his stomach again. I'm trying to hold my knees together. And you know, we're far cry from what we used to be. We still try to go. Well, Samson, he's still trying to go. And you know, he hadn't made no repentance. He hadn't said, I'm sorry. He hadn't done anything. And it said it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always going to be a Delilah out there.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Always.
Man, back before I got saved, oh my, I saw a lot of Delilahs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They all want something.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, I'm that doctor. Praise God, the poor thing has been married to me now 46 years. Bless her heart. It'd take its toll on anybody.
That's right. Amen.
But this Delilah, I believe that she was going to be the downfall of Samson. He just didn't see it that way. He saw her like this other woman. Said, I'll just go tear the bars down. I'll tear the doors down. I'm still Samson. But oh my. Like I said, he was God's champion, and by the way, we're God's ambassadors. Hello?
Right. That's right.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. This is either one nation under God. This is either in God we trust. Hello, America?
Yes.
Or it's hell in America. That's about what it's looking like. Everything's on fire now.
Oh, yeah.
Or flooded now. Or falling down now.
Mm-hmm.
Peter said, "Dearly beloved," you know who he's talking to? "Dearly beloved, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. Let me translate that for you. Peter said to all the Samsons out there, "Stay in church." That's what he says.
Amen. That's good. Amen.
He said it'll do you good.
Yes.
Because if you get out of here, there's going to be some Delilahs out there.
Right.
There's going to be some long black trains out there saying, "All aboard!"
That's right.
Appreciate Daddy singing that song this morning.
Amen.
Don't get on board. That's all. I just walk. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get on board that long black train.
All right.
Don't get in bed with Delilah. See, Samson been kind of floating around a little bit. He done pretty good. But he's not the only one in the Bible. I mean, you see... You see Solomon, the wisest man that ever was.
Yeah, that's right.
Loved many strange women.
That's right.
I think he had 1,000 concubines. Somebody said he was a great farmer, and it wasn't concubines. But anyway, they turned his heart away from God. And God got mad. And the next thing you know, he had three enemies, and he tried to kill all three of them. You got David, a man after God's own heart, the sweet psalmist of Israel.
Yes.
He looks out one night, and there's beautiful Bathsheba, and she's taking a bath. I don't think she had that one piece bathing suit on that. He done more than one look. He called and had her brought to him. God seen it. And God judged him. God judged Samson. God even judged Adam.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, he did.
I'm just telling you. I don't care if he's Samson or Solomon. Got to be careful.
Right. Amen.
Peter said, "Dearly beloved, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against your soul." You can get trouble that won't go away.
Right.
You can get in trouble, it'll come to your doorstep and say, "Remember me?" You say, "I don't want you around here. I'll be back."
Yeah, that's right.
Them foreigners always calling me, "Donnie." He heard me yesterday. He talked to one. Wanted to help me with my insurance, you know. He heard me. I said, "Hey, by the way, I'm covered by the blood. What are you covered by?" He went, "Click." Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I said, "You still there?" It was crickets on the other end.
Yep.
Stay in church, beloved.
That's
stay
right.
In church. Amen. I can't think of a safer place. I know in Revelations when John's addressing the churches, he's writing down what God tells him to write down, and he told one church, he said, "I know where Satan's seat is. I know." I was in church one time, and the devil was sitting right beside me, and I didn't even know it. And I was having one of them pity parties. You know how it is when you're a little immature, not mature in God. And I was having one of them pity parties like I wasn't in the spotlight no more. And the devil was sitting there beside me. You know what he told me, Sharon? He said, "I believe if I was you, that's show them." And I realized then, I did. That woke me up. I realized then the devil was in there. I did.
That's right.
I mean, I might not have been very, I was still a babe in Christ. I might not have grown very much, but I grew up to know that wasn't the Lord telling me, "I believe if I was you, that would show them."
Right.
A lot of people didn't resist the devil, and he didn't flee from them. Then there is a devil down there.
Mm-hmm.
You look at men like Samson, Solomon, all of these great patriarchs in the Bible, and you can find out, buddy, that the devil is able to get through. Amen.
Right.
But let me say this. Have you noticed how much sex is being promoted in America? I mean, it's almost being promoted more than the vaccines and the mask. It is. They want it legal now to where a 12-year-old can marry an adult. They want it legal now to where there's no age restrictions, no gender restrictions, no... They want to rewrite the law to make it somehow accommodate all of these, I don't know what you want to call them, these infatuations, these people out there. Let me tell you how it works. Laura, she's the only young one we got in here. But she's online. And you know, we all want attention. We all do. And this guy online, he says, "Hey, you look pretty good." And she kind of warms up to that. He says, "Hey," he's got a picture of this young boy here, and he looks like, you know, real debonair. Don't look at me when you're thinking about real debonair, but he's got the look.
Amen.
And he says, "Lara, send me some pictures of you." And she's, don't hold this against me, but she's naive, and she sends him some pictures of us. He says, "I'd like to get together, go out with you." She says, "Wow, man, he likes me." So she's trying to figure out how to do it. He says, "I'll tell you what, I'll send my uncle over there to pick you up." And it's actually this monster
that
wants to deceive her.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can get her in his car, she'll be wounded for life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so naive.
That's right.
Don't bite. Don't allow it. Don't give no place to the devil.
Amen.
It all seemed legitimate.
Amen.
Till the car door shut.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas pedal went to the floor, and it went to a secluded wooded area. It goes on.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right in our neighborhood.
Yep.
Right.
Little babies ain't safe no more.
That's right.
Oh. They're looking for victims.
Right.
The safest place is the home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the church.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't leave the home.
Come on, man.
Don't leave the church.
Amen.
I want you to know there are devils out there. Their minds is polluted with things that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're looking for victims.
Yes,
Lord. They're trying to find a way to make it legal. You know why they got that border open down there? They want little boys. They're finding them down there.
That's right.
With their pants pulled down and their throat slit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little girl.
That's what it is.
They got a tree down there, and I've got to be discreet here, but they put items on that tree because these little girls have been tortured right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They got a name for that tree. Now, that borderline, it ain't all what you think. Have you noticed? I've got to be careful here. Have you noticed some of the people that are president is nominating the office, that one that thinks he's a woman? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's on one. Yeah. She knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there thinking, buddy, there just ain't no hope for you. You just ain't going to be a real passionate woman. But he somehow understands what these young people are going through. He can relate to them. God understands.
That's right.
He went to the cross.
Amen.
On their behalf. He suffered dearly. You know what Jesus said about little children? He said, "Let them come to me.
That's right. Right.
I'll keep them safe."
Yeah, that's right.
I'm the good shepherd.
Right.
I love sheep.
Uh-huh.
He told Peter, "Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep." Amen. Bless you, Brother James. I just want you to know, buddy, it's perilous times here now.
Yes.
Just like in Samson's day, He'd been better off to stay away from Delilah. He'd been better off to stay away from that harlot, but he didn't. It cost him something. Sin cost you something, buddy.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, sex is being promoted in America, and I wonder why. Those Philistines know how to bring you down. They know how to bring this country down. Our schools have become no less than incubators of immorality. The homosexual agenda is polluting the minds of our children. Sexual identity issues are proceeding from the very schools in America. As great as Samson was, he wasn't greater than sin. Neither are you, and neither am I.
That's right. Amen.
Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, you see, I was entangled in sin, but Jesus came to set captives free. Mm-hmm. Whom the Lord sets free, they're free indeed. Yet Peter said, don't get entangled again in the deadly ropes of sin. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. It happens. I'm praying for a preacher right now. Great man of God, too. Great man of God. He don't have a family no more. He lost his mind one night. Done the unthinkable. He's not carrying a Bible no more. He's not in church no more. You know what old brother Eddie's praying? I'm praying to come to himself. I'm praying to get back in church. God welcomes us back.
That's right.
I want you to know, buddy, the only place you find the Bible where God ran is where a prodigal son came to himself and said, I'm going to rise and go to my father's house. In Luke chapter 15, he said, my father's got bread and to spare. And I want you to know I perished with hunger. And when he started taking that first step, God took off running. Fell on him and kissed him. Said, my son's come home. The only time you'll ever find the Bible where God ran is in Luke chapter 15. God wants the prodigals to come home.
Right.
He'll feed them. He'll clothe them. He'll put royalty back on him. Hey, that boy lost everything he had. God said, right. Put a ring on his finger.
Amen.
Put some shoes on his feet. Put some clothes on him.
Right.
Go kill the fatted calf. My son's gone. Right. Samson, like America, in bed, in sin, started out a little flirt, you know, a little life, a little leaven. Living with the whole lump. It always starts little. Don't stay little, but it always starts little.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're trying to hide it, mm-hmm. and you can't.
Mm-hmm. Can't hide it.
It's coming out everywhere.
That's right. Amen.
They find these little girls buried in the backyards of these, I'm sorry, perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure do.
I think the Bible says something like, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. Numbers
32:23.
They bury him. Dog comes by. Digs him up. Next thing you know, standing before camera.
Yeah.
Oh, don't give no place to the devil.
That's right.
Don't follow the path that Samson followed. Stay in church. Oh my, stand the will of God. We're so close to getting out of here.
Yes.
I can't wait to get out, but we ain't out yet.
Lord,
I'll tell you, buddy, I'm like Brother Ed. I'm ready to get on out of here. Amen.
Amen.
I was telling Donnie, we was having a discussion about heaven. And I was telling him, I said, Donnie, joys forevermore. Get a little joy every now and then, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
We out hunting there, he brought one of those little joy. I said, look here what I found. Little joy. But up there it's joy. Forevermore.
Amen.
Never run out of joy.
That's right.
And don't get me wrong, God made this planet, put me on. I like it here. Got air to breathe.
Amen.
Right.
You don't have none of this in Hagar. Right. Well, if I could get that, then I could sell it for $1 million a drop. But I've got all I want here.
That's right.
She can tell I ain't missed too many meals. That T-bone yesterday was pretty good, wasn't it?
Come on, brother.
That baked potato.
Amen.
Tried to buy his dinner.
Amen. There's always next week, brother.
He's all out. Yeah. I've been my blessing. God said no. Listen, God had it up to here with America. I like your fun this message, but I'm looking at the clock back there, and the clock says 80, you're done. I want you to know God told Samson, no, you're not going to go as other times. You're done going, boy. They put his eyes out. Mm-hmm. They put him in shackles. Mm-hmm. And they made a fool out of him.
That's right.
We're no better.
That's right.
Father, thank you for this message today. Yes, Lord. I'm just a messenger boy. I delivered this message just like you gave it to me. Lord, help us, I pray. Lord, to be alert and awake. Lord, to be watching. Lord, for the appearance of evil. Lord, I pray, God, that we won't be like Ananias and Sapphira that got to keep the money, but they were in the ground and couldn't enjoy it. Help us not to be like Achan, Lord, that got the wedge of gold and Babylonish garment, the piece of silver. His family got stoned, and Lord, they burned them. Lord, there's all kinds of examples in the Bible of people that just wouldn't listen. People that just wouldn't let God have His way in their life. Help us, I pray, to be a blessing, not a burden. And Lord, have Your way in this message. We thank You for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand, get Brother Jerry, please, Sister Sharon. Just a verse of invitation to him. Listen, this is a serious message. Now, I said stay in church.
That's right.
Did you notice in Revelation chapter 1, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Ed, he couldn't be in church on the Lord's day, but he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now, even though he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, I want you to know he was the same as in church.
That's right.
On the Lord's day.
Amen.
You know what he heard, Eric? He said, I heard a voice. Mm-hmm. I turned to see the voice. Mm-hmm. I believe the Lord's going to come on the Lord's day.
That's right.
I want to be in spirit. If I can't be in church, Sybil, I want to be in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
But if I can be in church, if I'm not in prison, because of my faith, because I won't bend, I won't bow.
Uh-huh.
But if I can't, I'm going to be in the Lord's house on the Lord's day, because I believe He's going to come on a Sunday.
Amen.
Why is He going to do that, Brother Eddie? Because a lot of them are going to be on the lake fishing.
Yeah.
A lot of them going to be watching the football game, the baseball game, the golf ball, whatever, basketball, whatever. I believe He's going to come on the Lord's day, Brother Ed. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe He's going to come. I believe the homecoming is going to take place on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
I want to be found, if it's possible, in the house of God.
Amen.
I know the hour we're living in, but they hate Him so much, and the reproach of Him fell on us. Reproach us fell on Him. It's kind of went the other way now.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to go away.
Amen.
They want us out of the way, and I'm getting out of the way. Ain't going to be long. I'm going to be long gone,
amen.
I'm going to get out of the way, yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, I believe He's going to come on the Lord's day. I might be wrong, but I do believe He will come on a Sunday. I do believe. Anyway, I'm done. Go ahead, brother.
Number 119.